الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ووالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? MashaAllah. Nice to see you all and hear from you all. Alhamdulillah, as I had explained to you all last time, we will have obviously the Salat al-Maghrib in the area that I live in. It's going to keep moving into our class. In fact, it will come in the middle of the class very soon. The interesting thing is, alhamdulillah, that the Ramadan break will come at a good time for us in that sense, because a Ramadan break will kind of push Maghrib all the way to the end of our class time, alhamdulillah, when we resume. So, but in those couple of weeks, you have to just be a little bit more patient. I appreciate that. Jazakumullah khair. Okay, today we have three things on the schedule. Number one is attached pronouns to inna. Number two is ism inna, separated from inna. And number three is kana. In the morning class, I could not get to this point actually. So we will, in the morning class, we decided to defer this to the tutorial, which is on Saturday. Saturday tutorial, we will cover this aspect in that class. But if you have time today, inshallah, we might actually do this, at least one example of it. And then the tutorial, we can do more examples, inshallah ta'ala. That said, let us get right into it. And my third thing today, which is very important, is kana. So watch out for that. Okay, now let us get started. We have attached pronouns to inna. We will, in fact, do a full-on review of attached pronouns so that we can all be good in our understanding of them. Okay, attached pronouns, if I was to take a word, like say the word deen. What does the word deen mean? Religion, right? Deenun, for example. If I wanted to say his religion, I have to, deen is an ism. What do I say? Or how would I say it? Deenu. Deenuhu, deenuhu, perfect. Okay, and if again, if you are more comfortable speaking, you are welcome to unmute yourself and participate, inshallah. All right, deenuhu is how we would say his religion. Correct, people? His religion. Excellent. How would I say both of their religion?
Dinuhuma.
Dinuhuma. Dinuhuma. Okay, very good. How would I say their religion?
Dinuhum.
Dinuhum. Excellent. Barakallahu feekum. Very good. Well done. Dinuhum. Okay, the thing that's interesting to note here is this is an attached pronoun attaching to an ism. What are these isms? What is the first part? The first part is mudaf. Very good. The second part is the attached pronoun is the mudaf ilayhi. Correct? Dinuhuma, likewise, both of their religion. Religion is the mudaf, and both of their is mudaf ilayhi. Likewise for deenuhum. Deen, mudaf, hum, mudaf ilayhi. You with me, people? Right? What's the status of deen, mudaf, deenu? The status of it is?
Marfu.
It's marfu. Very good, right? It's marfu. Can I make it mansoob? How would I make it mansoob if I wanted to?
Dina home.
Dina home, right? The home part remains as is. I'm just showing you how, you know, the status can also change, right? The status for the mudaf changing is no like surprise to us, I hope, by now. How would I say their religion, but in the majrur? Maybe I have harjar before it. Fi
dinihum.
Dinihim. If you said dinihum, no problem. But dinihim is actually the answer that I was looking for, particularly because, you know, this kasra is matching that kasra. Right? Yes or no? Remember that? We talked about this?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's do a fi'l. Let's do the fi'l. What does the fi'l khalaqa mean?
To create.
To create. Or he created more precisely. He created, right? Excellent. How would I say he created him? He created him. How would I say that?
Khalaqahu.
Khalaqahu. Very good. Right? Min nutfatin khalaqahu faqaddarahu. Very nice. From a drop of fluid, he created him and fashioned him. Or min ayyi shay'in khalaqahu. Like Allah says in another surah. From what did he create the human being from? Okay. Now, he created both of them. Yes. He created both of them.
Khalaqahuma.
Khalaqahuma. Very good. He created both of them. He created them.
خلقهم.
خلقهم.
خلقهم. خلقهم. Very good. Excellent. All right. Let's try to do harjar. Let's do harjar li. 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 How would I say? Li means what, sorry? For. Very good. Or to. Right? It means for or means to. Excellent. How would I say to him? Lihu or lahu? Lahu. Excellent. Lahu. Lahu is to him or for him. Remember, the harf jar li becomes la when an attached pronoun attaches to it. Okay. To both of them.
Lahuma.
Lahuma.
Lahuma. Excellent. Okay. To them.
Lahum.
Lahum.
Lahum. Very good. All right. Quick recap. Dinu mudaf hu mudaf ilayhi, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Khalaqa is what?
Fa'il.
Khalaqa is fa'il. Correct. Khalaqa is the fa'il. What is the fa'il?
Hidden pronoun he.
Hidden pronoun he.
Hidden pronoun he. Remember, this is he says he created him. Right? Remember, that's the meaning of it. The hidden pronoun he is our fa'il. What is the maf'ul?
Who?
Who?
Who is the maf'ul? Very good. Awesome. Okay. Lahu is to him. So, la is the?
Harjar.
And who?
Ism Majrur.
Ism Majrur. Very nice. That's awesome. Well done. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now harf nasb. Let's pick a harf nasb. Let's pick inna, shall we? All right, inna. Indeed. Now, this is what I want you to tell me. Indeed, he.
Innahu.
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 Very good, right? Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu. Innahu kana tawwaba. Right? Indeed, he is the one who forgives. Okay. Now, indeed, they both.
Innahuma.
Innahuma.
Innahuma. Very good. Innahuma. Oh, sorry. Innahuma. Excellent. Indeed, they.
Inna
hum.
Inna hum. Yes?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Her religion. Marfu'.
Dinuha.
Dinuha.
Dinuha. Very good. He created her.
خلقها.
خلقها. Right? To her.
لها.
لها.
لها. لها ما كسبت.
وعليها ما اكتسبت.
ما اكتسبت. Right? Very nice. This is talking about لها to it. Nafs is in Arabic, is feminine, right? لا يكلف الله نفسا. Illa wus'aha. So that's where it is ha. Indeed, she.
Innaha.
Innaha. Kalla innaha tazkira. Indeed, it is a reminder, talking about the Quran and its ayat, right? Because the ayat are feminine, right? As the plural. Yes or no? Are they feminine? Ayat, the plural. Ayat, the plural is definitely singular feminine. That's why innaha tadhkira. That's why Allah uses the singular feminine for it. Excellent. Their religion, their female religion.
Dinahun. Dinuhunna.
Dinuhunna. Yes or no, people? Dinuhunna.
Yes.
Excellent. He created them female.
Khalaqahunna.
خَلَقَهُنَّ To them, female.
لَهُنَّ
لَهُنَّ, very nice. Indeed, they. Female. Just give people who are typing a few seconds. Maybe on three. One, two, three.
Innahunna.
Innahunna. Very nice. Innahunna, right? This is an interesting word. Has two noons with shaddas. Innahunna. All right. What is indinuhunna? What is dinu again? grammatically, what is dinu?
Mudaf.
Mudaf. Hunna?
Mudaf ilayhi.
Khalaqa hunna. Khalaqa is the?
Fa'il.
Fa'il?
Hidden pronoun.
Hunna.
Fa'il, hidden pronoun, he.
He.
Hunna is?
Maf'ul.
Maf'ul.
Okay.
Right? The attached pronoun is always going to be maf'ul. Lahunna, la.
Harf jar.
Hunna.
Isma majroor.
Isma majroor, I am, right? Inna hunna, inna.
Harf
nas.
Yeah.
Right? You can write HN for that, no problem. Yeah. Harf nas. Hunna is.
Isam.
Isam?
Isam inna.
Isam inna, very good. Isam inna is unna. Very good, mashallah. Ahsantum, well done. Okay. Alright, let's do these three quickly. Okay. Your religion.
Dinuka.
Dinuka.
Dinuka. Alright. This one. I'm going to give people a few moments. Please send me these answers. You can type them to everyone. You don't have to type them all out. And then we'll take it so that the people who are speaking can speak right away. The people who are typing can have a moment to type. Inshallah. Please type these two and put them in the chat box. Jazakumullahu khairan. Ahsanta, Brother Danish. Oh, Sister Miriam, mashallah, you're doing the row. I was actually asking you for the column. But that's good, alhamdulillah. All right, people who are speaking. Excellent, Ahsantum. People are sending the answers that are correct. Both of yours, religion, Dinu.
Kuma.
Dinu Kuma. All of yours, religion.
Dinu Kum.
Dinu.
Kum.
Kum. Very nice, right? Dinuka, dinukuma, dinukum. Okay. Let's try quickly. You can just type the pronoun, those who you're typing. Khala, he created you. Khalaqa.
Ka.
Khalaqa.
Khalaqa huma.
Ka. Yes, khalaqa. Ka, right?
Khalaqa, yeah.
Alladhi khalaqaka fasawaka fa'adalaka. Hmm? He created you and fashioned you and made you adalak, yani very nice and proportionate, symmetrical. Hmm. He created both of you. Very nice. He created you all.
Khalaqakum.
Khalaqakum. Jameel. Very nice. Khalaqakum. Right? خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. He created you from one soul. Okay. All right. To you.
لَكَ.
لَكَ. Very nice. لَكَ. Two letters are two words here. حَرْف جَرْ إِسْمُ مَجْرُور. To both of you.
لَكُمَا.
لَكُمَا. That is pretty straightforward. And to you all.
لَكُم. لَكُم.
Lakum, right? Lakum dinukum.
Waliyadin.
Waliyadin. To you is your religion. And to me is mine. Waliyadin. Dini is actually my religion. Okay. You're indeed you.
Innaka.
Innaka. Innaka. Indeed, both of you. Indeed, you both.
Innakuma.
Innakuma. Very nice. Indeed.
Innakum.
Innakum. Very nice. All right. Innakum. Inna is what?
Harfnas.
Harfnas.
Harfnas. Kum.
Isam inna.
Isam?
Isam inna.
Well, what's kum, ya people?
Ism inna.
Ism inna. Very nice. Innakum ism inna. Ahsantum. Well done, mashallah. All right. Let's do this one, the role entirely, okay? You female. Dinuki. He created you.
Alaqaki.
Right. To you, female.
Lucky.
And indeed you, female.
Innaki,
right? Innaki kunti min al khati'in. Like the Aziz said to his wife in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, indeed you, female, are the one who was wrong. Quick question. Can I, what's it called? Can you tell me how dinuki, if I can write it in mansub? Dinaki, right? The R3 is the one that's going to change. The attached pronoun is not going to change, right? Yes or no? Dinaki. And then, majrur?
Dinaki.
Dinaki. Majrur.
Dinaki.
Dinaki.
Right? Ni is going to be the one that's that way, right?
Yeah.
All right. Going to the role. All of yours religion.
Dinu kunna.
Very nice. He created all of you female.
Khalaqa kunna.
To you all, female.
Lakunna.
Excellent. Indeed, you female. All of you female.
Inna kunna.
Very nice. Inna kunna. Indeed, you are females. All right. My deen, my religion.
Dini.
Can you tell me in the Mansub version?
Dini
is also Mansub.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the Majrur?
Dini.
Right? Why is that the case?
Because of here. Down.
Baya is the thing that
pulls
the tashkil down, right? It makes it akasa. This is, in fact, as Sister Nadia is pointing out, this is mabani now. Because of the ya, it is mabani. You with me, people? Yes or no?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. He created me. Think about this one for a second.
خلقني.
خلقني. Let me actually ask you another example here, just to make sure that we're okay. How do I say my book?
Kitabi,
right?
Kitabi. Yeah.
And kitabi would be kitabi, whether it is marfu, mansub, or Majrur, right?
Majrur, yeah.
But in the mansub attached pronoun, when it attaches to the fi'l, you have to have this noon. Yeah. Remember that? Khalaqa ni.
Yes.
What if I put a sukoon here? Khalaqni. That would be not correct, right? Because R3 yes. has to have a fathah for it to be he created me, correct?
Me.
But to be he, hidden pronoun he, khalaqa is your arti hasafa fatha. What is my fa'il again in khalaqani?
Khalaqa.
Fa'il.
Hidden pronoun he.
And the maf'ul? Nafuz ni. Right? That's the key part. The key. Get it? All right. To me.
Li.
Right? Khalaq ni would be nothing. That's not a correct Arabic. It has to be khalaqani. Alright. Indeed I.
Innani.
Alright. Inni or
Innani.
Innani. They're both correct. Indeed I. They're both equivalent. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. Allah says in Surah Taha, إنني, indeed I am Allah. إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعلَيك عليك إنك بالواد المقدس طوى. إني, same thing, actually the same story in fact, story of Musa عليه السلام. Does إنني have more emphasis because of more letters? That is a good, excellent question, Brother Danish. That is something that some scholars say, that they say the ziyadatul mabna tadullu ala ziyadatil ma'na. If I'm quoting the paradigm correctly, the more the letters, the more emphasis. That is the opinion of some scholars, and I think that's a good opinion. But emphasis has to be, there has to be a reason for it. If there isn't any apparent reason for Allah to emphasize something, perhaps it is just, you know, then it's just synonymous. But there are sometimes very clear reasons where an extra letter is added and that is definitely for emphasis. Make sense? So the short answer is it depends on the context, but it's not Danish. All right. Very nice. Our religion. Deenuna, right? Deenu is still the same. The word deen is going to be not changed, right? Yes or no? How about I say our book?
Kitabuna,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. There we go. Okay. He created us. Think about this for a sec.
Khalaqana.
Very nice. The translation of khalaqana would be?
He created us.
He created us. What if I said khalaqna? What if I said that?
We created.
Ah, that'll be we created. Khalaqna would be we created. The fa'il would be na. Khalaqna, the fa'il is what? Khalaqa is the fa'il. Fa'il is?
He didn't pronoun he.
And the maf'ool is?
No.
All right. To us.
Lana.
A'maluna walakum a'malukum. Allah says, for us is our actions, and for you are your actions. Meaning, whatever we do, it's our, like, it's our accountability. It's not your business. And likewise, the actions that you are going to be doing, you are accountable for them, not us. All right, how do I say indeed we?
Innana.
You can have inna or
innana.
Innana, right? Both of those would mean indeed. Make sense? Sounds good, Chalam? Alhamdulillah. All right, very cool. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. That was really awesome. This is like a nice little table, right? Another thing for you to print and put on your fridge, inshallah. That all possible attached pronouns are here. All possible ones. Okay? You have ism, fa'il, harf jar, harf nasf. And alhamdulillah, this is a good, it even has a little bit of the variance of what happens if it is dinu, dina, dini, right? So alhamdulillah, that is there. And it's a nice way to understand what is pronouns, and this is how attached pronouns are. Now, if I say, for example, inna ka, inna is my harf nasb, and ka is my ism, inna, correct? Likewise, if I say inna, I would say inna is my harf nasb, and then the na is my what? Is my ism inna, just like in na, lana, khalaqana, same thing. Innana also likewise, it is the same. Okay, now let's look at an example from Surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar. It's a very beautiful surah. That is one of the instances where the example is Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar. All right, tell me, people, what is my ism inna, or what's my harf nas? Harf nasb is inna. Very nice. Let me actually do something. Let me All right. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Now here is the thing. I want you to tell me how many letters or how many words are there in this ayah. So inna, how many words? I have one and two, right? Correct. I'm just waiting to make you nervous. Inna. Okay. Now a'tayna. Let us assume for a second a'tayna, the fi'il and the fa'il is one, right? Because you know, the pronoun of the fi'il is just there. Okay? And we'll analyze this separately. But let's assume it to be one for now. Is that okay? Just so that, like, when the hidden pronoun comes, we're not, like, scrambling to find where the hidden pronoun is. We're just going to put the fi'il and fa'il as one word, even though you know there is a pronoun there, right? And that's in the case where we have the hidden pronoun. I don't want to write khalaqana as two words and na as three. Right? You see, that would be a problem. Just, it looks weird. But let's just write this as one, and then we'll, when we analyze it, we'll break it down as a'tay and then na. Ka definitely is number four, and al-kawthara is five. Correct? Yes or no, people? That is a five, believe it or not. All right. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed. So my harf ism inna, my harf nasb, sorry, is inna. Very good. My ism inna is going to be na. Right? Fantastic. What is my khabar? What is my khabar, O people? Well, look at this. A'tayna is actually a fi'il. A'ta is a fi'il. He gives. Family four. Okay? A'ta, he gives. He gave. A'tayna, we gave. So this is actually if sentence. So أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ is the whole thing is your khabar. Okay, this is a sentence that is a jumla. فعلية. So I'm looking for the fi'l first. Now this fi'l is hard to see because this is actually family four. Plus it is a irregular fi'l. عَيْن, طَا, and يَا is its root letters. عَطَيْنَا. And ya, as we know, is a problematic thing. So ta is actually, if I can find the ta here for a sec, yes. A'ta is your fa'il. And then my fa'il is, what? Fa'il is na. Oh, it's not hidden from he though. A'tayna, we gave. Like خلقنا, like جعلنا, like علمنا. That's okay. Alhamdulillah. Did you remember, just as a quick tangent, let me maybe do this. Do you remember like how you have ala? Right? Ala is what? Harf jar, right? And you notice ala has this alif maksura there. Just like a'tayna has a'ta is there, the alif maksura. Okay? Ala. If I was to add to ala the harf jar na, I'm sorry, the attached pronoun na, what would it become? Alayna, right? Inna alayna lalhuda, right? You notice how the alif maksura turned into a ya. Did you notice that? Right? Same thing here. A'ta is the fa'il. When the pronoun, in this case the fa'il, is there with it, then it turns from alif maksura to a ya, a'tayna, like that. Okay? Now, what is my maf'ul? Maf'ul is the attached pronoun ka. Very good. And what is al-kawthara? Al-Kawthara, for it to be related, it has to be Harf Jar Ism Majroor, right? It is indeed Maf'ool number two. Maf'ool number two. Al-Kawthara. The meaning actually determines how many Maf'ools there are there. Let's look at this. Indeed. Translate for me. Inna a'tayna al-kawthar. Indeed. We gave you al-kawthar. What is al-kawthar? The institute. The pond. Yes, the pond in Jannah. Or the pond in the afterlife. Okay. Indeed, we gave you al-kawthara, the pond of kawthar. I believe it's a pond. Hawd is a pond. Pond or like a body of water that's like, you know, it's not like a lake. But it's smaller than that. Howd is like, it's a pond. That's from what I remember. Okay. Now, do you notice something in my translation? So, Al-Kawthar, I believe, has multiple interpretations. Ya Salim. It could be a river in paradise. right? That is there as well. But a pond is referring to the place before people enter paradise, but on the Day of Judgment, where we will meet the Prophet ﷺ, and he will give us a drink from the pond of Al-Kawthar. That is what is one of the interpretations of it, and could be both. It could be the pond of Al-Kawthar before entering Jannah, and then the river of Al-Kawthar in Jannah, right? Both. In fact, the stronger possibility is it's both of them, and Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, may Allah make us of them who get that drink from the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay? And like the hadith describes it, once a person has drunk that, then that person does not get thirsty ever again. So now if someone noticed, Sister Umm Maryam noticed, that we have two we's. Yes? Do I have two we's? I do. First is an inna. The second one is in a'tayna. Correct? Right? So now this actually is to emphasize. And it is to emphasize we as like double emphasis. There is a double emphasis on we. And again, the we here refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's speaking about himself in the plural. And that's a Quranic expression or Quran's way of speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? The majestic plural, mashallah, that's a nice way of putting it. Indeed, we gave you the pond of Kawthar, and that we is highlighted doubly. First with inna, and then a'tayna twice. To highlight the fact that it is Allah who is giving the Prophet the pond of Kawthar. Now the reason behind this revelation of this surah is very interesting, because that is when the Prophet had lost his son. The Prophet had 7 children, 4 girls and 3 boys. 6 of them passed away before the Prophet passed away. So 6 of his 7 kids died in front of him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, and that's if you think about it, it's a major, trauma for a person to go through that much pain. But, you know, the Prophet ﷺ was able to be hopeful, optimistic, the cheerful person that we know him to be, the gentle, the welcoming person that we know him to be, despite going through all these problems and difficulties in life. That is how he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, he lost his first son before receiving revelation. That's Al-Qasim. The second one, who's named Abdullah, the Prophet ﷺ lost him after receiving revelation. And that is when he was still in Mecca and people were turning hostile towards him, turning into his enemies. They said to the Prophet ﷺ, or people, as the Prophet lost a son, some of these people were celebrating the loss of the Prophet ﷺ's child. In fact, Abu Jahl, as narrated, was happily proclaiming that Butira Muhammad, Butira Muhammad, Muhammad has been cut off. And that was something that's like an inhumane thing to do, for a person to celebrate the loss of another person's infant son or infant child. That is, you know, you've stooped to a level that's, you know, inhumane. So as this was happening, and obviously the Prophet's grief is being, you know, like the wound is deepening because of not just the loss of the child, but also these people saying these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we gave you the pond of Kawthar. And this is beautiful because at this moment, Allah took away something from the Prophet. He took away his child. But at that moment, he reminded the Prophet ﷺ that we gave you something, the pond of Kawthar. And that reminder was to the Prophet ﷺ that your child will be waiting for you at the pond of Kawthar for you. Right? You lost him today. He's not with you today. But he'll be with you at the pond of Kawthar in paradise with you, inshallah. And then also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting that we gave you the pond of Al-Kawthar. Also, the word Al-Kawthar comes from the word Ka-tha-ra, from the word Kathir. Kathir means a lot, right? So we gave you a lot. Another beautiful reminder to the Prophet ﷺ that even though today you have lost something that is, you know, just you know, loss of a child is irreplaceable in many ways, right? Very dear to you, someone, you know, that particular child cannot be replaced. You can have another child. But don't let that forget, make you forget that Allah has given you a lot of good. Al-khayr al-kathir, lots and lots of good. In this dunya, and of course, in the next life. And the pond of Al-Kawthar is part of it. Guidance and prophethood is part of it. The idea, the moral from the surah is, in those moments of difficulty where we have lost something, we are understandably, we will be neglectful for the blessings of Allah that are around us. In moments of loss, in moments of tragedy, it's natural for a person to forget what good they have in life. There is a recency bias. We remember recently what happened to us, and that determines how we view things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Prophet that don't let this tragedy make you forget that you have been given so much good. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Subhanallah. So it is a very beautiful, very powerful reminder to the Prophet sallam and to all of us. Anybody who loses anything, any tragedy, the reminder is inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Allah has given us a lot of good, and Allah has given us the blessing of Islam that inshallah will take us to the pond of al-kawthar. And that is an incredible way of finding solace and comfort. And that is, according to some narrations, when the Prophet ﷺ received this revelation, he said, this is the most beloved thing in the world to me, and understandably so, because he had just suffered the loss of his child. All right, so that is this surah. Let's go to the next ayah. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Right? Fa, what does fa mean? Fa means what? So, right? So, salli is from the fi'il salla yusalli. Salla, this is a fi'il that is complicated. Yusalli. The command version of it is salli. Okay? This is an irregular fi'il, which means to what? To pray, right? To pray. Salla, yusalli, salli. The command tense. So, salli, you pray, li rabbika. To your Lord. You pray to your Lord. Li harjar, Rabbi ism majur, Rabbi mudaf, ka mudaf ilayhi. Right? Wa, and what are the root letters for this word after wa? Right here. The root letters for this are noon, ha, and ra. From that, from these root letters, you can get na. Ha-ra, what would be the present tense be? Any guesses? Yan-ha-ru. Yan-ha-ru. What is the command? Chop, chop. Right? Chop. Chop. And this would become? We have the alif, the hamzatul wasal, right? This would become inhar, right? Inhar. What does this mean? Nahara yanharu. Inhar means to sacrifice. Particularly sacrifice like slaughter, ritual sacrifice. Yawmun nahar. What is yawmun nahar, people? Anybody know? Yawmun nahar. The day of Eid, the day of the sacrifice, Eid al-Adha. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. Pray to your Lord and you pray to your Lord and you sacrifice. This is a beautiful command here, because when a person is going through grief, what often happens is they shut down. They shut down, they become almost paralyzed. They don't want to do anything. They just want to, you know, maybe hide in a corner or something. They want to run away from the difficulty that they're facing as a defense mechanism to what suffering they are going through. It's easy to neglect salah. So Allah is saying, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْهَرْ. Pray to your Lord and sacrifice. Don't give up the rituals of your religion because of a tragedy that you might be going through. Also, subhanAllah, this is an observation. It is not like a tafsir or something. But فَصَلِّ, you know, Allah usually refers to salah in the Quran as أَقِمْ or أَقِيمُ, establish the prayer. But here he says, صلي, pray. Perhaps, because as a person is going through grief, like the loss of a child or any other type of grief, perhaps at this point their mind is so scrambled that they can't really find the humility or the concentration, the khushu' that is required to establish the prayer. So perhaps at this point, maybe they're not even praying their best salah. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Fasalli. At this point, you just pray and make sure you pray to your Lord. Even if it's not the best effort because of your person's grief, that is understandable. That is something that happens. Fasalli li rabbika wanha. And then finally, Allah says, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Let's look at this part, last part. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Let's start with inna. Harf nasb is inna. Maryam.
Can you give me a glass of water, please?
Yeah. Harf nasb is inna. All right. What is my ism? Inna. It's the first mansub ism, for people. First mansub ism. Shani. Shani'a. Shani'a, from the root letter sheen noon hamza, is animosity and hatred, you know, animosity that's coupled with hatred. Sometimes you can be enemies with like a, you know, sometimes there are enemies that aren't necessarily like, they don't hate each other. Like it's like a political alliance. Just unfortunately you have to fight because you are in an alliance and you are on the opposite sides of the battle. But shani is their enemies and also they hate each other. So that is isin inna shani'a. And of course, that is mudaf, and ka is mudaf ilayhi is ka, right? Are you with me, people? Thank you. What am I looking for next? Khabar of inna. What is that? So remember, huwa is usually, if you remember, you, so definitely first marfu, you're right. But that's if it's one word. How about the whole sentence? Huwa al-abtar. Remember, usually the stand-alone pronoun, huwa, you may not remember this right away, but that's okay. Usually it is your mubtada. Usually the stand-alone pronoun is a mubtada. Let me refresh your memory by showing this to you. Mubtada spotting tips. You see that Mubtada spotting tips? What is number three here? Standalone pronoun. Usually, the standalone pronoun is what? A Mubtada. You are the best of sustainers. Anta khairur raziqin. Huwa is a standalone pronoun, right? So it is in fact going to be the Mubtada for the entire sentence. Wal abtar. And Mubtada is huwa. Huwa. And my khabar is what, people? Al abtaru. Correct? Now this might, you might spot something as a pattern. Al abtaru. Excuse me, where I go. Al abtaru. The root letters are ba, ta, and ra. You with me? Okay. Where does it fit in this table? Al abtar. Ba, ta, and ra. Exactly. It will be in the best column, right? Al abtar. So ba, ta, ra is to be cut off. The batarun is the one who is cut off. That's like the good part, right? Or that's the lowest level. Abtar, more cut off. Al abtar. The most cut off. Perfect. Completely cut off. All right. Translate for me, people. Inna shaniyaka huwa al abtar. Indeed. Indeed, shani'aka. People, are you with me? What happened? Indeed, are you having the answer? Or indeed, your enemy. Indeed, your enemy will be, or actually more precisely is, indeed your enemy is, or sorry, indeed your enemy, he is cut off entirely, right? Or most cut off, completely cut off. Are you with me, people? Again, notice the emphasis is on what? Indeed, your enemy. How many times is that highlighted? Twice, right? Cut off entirely. Twice, your enemy is highlighted. First with inna, and then with the huwa, right? Exactly. Is there a rabit? What's the rabit from this sentence to the ism inna here? The rabit is huwa, right? That is the reference. This is singular masculine. This is singular masculine. What is the rabit in inna a'tainaka al-kawthar? Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Let me show you over here. What do you think? The fa'il na is your rabit. This na, the fa'il, is masculine and plural. The na in the ism inna is also masculine and plural. People, you with me? Right, so that is, again, how the sentences are joined. How do you spot the rabit? Okay. The way you do it is you look at the khabar. something in the khabar has to connect to the ism inna. Okay? What is in the khabar that connects to ism inna? Has to have the same gender and the same number. It can be a pronoun. Right? So, a'tayna, you see the na is the pronoun. That connects to this na. That's how you know that it's the khabar. Likewise, if I go here, right? Shani'aka. Huwa connects to it. That's the, in this case, this is jumla ismiya, so it's the mubtada that connects to it. In this case, there's a jumla fi'liya, so it's the fa'al that connects to it. Right? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. So that is the surah, Inna sha'inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, wa salli li rabbika wanhar, Inna sha'niyaka huwa al-abtar. And one of the miraculous things about it is, not just that it gives the Prophet some hope, not just it teaches us how to deal with our tragedies, how to have optimism in difficult times, but also it makes a prediction that Abu Jahl is going to be the one who is cut off, and the Prophet ﷺ is not going to be cut off. The Prophet ﷺ did not have another child that survived, another son. His last son, Ibrahim, passed away. But more than anybody else in the world, the name Muhammad is the most popular name. So his name continued even though his progeny had died. His son died, but his name continued. And his name continued by the family of the faith, subhanAllah. And then the enemy of the Prophet, his legacy is completely cut off. Abu Jahl, not only was he assassinated in the Battle of Badr and humiliated, not only did he lose eventually to the Prophet ﷺ, but also his son, Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl, accepted Islam, became Muslim, died shaheed. So this is a very amazing surah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the Prophet some hope, tells him about what he gave when he took away something, and then foreshadows and predicts the future. Alhamdulillah. People, are you with me? How are you feeling with regards to the understanding of this topic? I'm just going to do a poll here. If you can look at the poll, please. Understanding of inna, the pronouns, how are they attached to inna? How is it from 10 to 1? 10 is the highest and 1 is the lowest. Doing the analysis of it. I'll give you all a few seconds to complete that, inshallah. This, by the way, I believe is an anonymous poll. Okay? So, you can just take it without... be honest about it, inshallah. And again, it helps me to understand where people are in the class. No, alhamdulillah, zakallah khair, brother Salim, for being honest, alhamdulillah. It helps me understand where people are in the class so that we can kind of adjust accordingly. If you remember the conjugation when we did this poll and a lot of you weren't feeling so comfortable, we spent a little bit more time, and I think now we're pretty good with conjugation, alhamdulillah. So that is why these polls are important. Thank you for taking the poll, jazakumullah khairan. All right, alhamdulillah, I will end the poll. I think the majority of you are 7 and above, which is alhamdulillah good, right? That's a good place to be. 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 13 are above 7, so that's pretty decent, alhamdulillah. And I believe that we'll get better and better as time passes on. Now, inna, ism inna, separate from inna, we'll do this in the tutorial. I'll show you one quick example. I don't know, I was lagging a little bit for there. Let me show you one really quick example. Can you hear me, people? Okay, good. Okay. And the one quick example is this one. Ya subhanAllah, everyone's internet has been pretty bad because everyone is on the internet now. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً. You see that? إِنَّ حَرْف نَصْب. Where is my ism إِنَّ? This is the sentence. This is the sentence. Fi is a harf jar. After harf jar is going to be ism majrur, right? Yes or no? Right. So that is an ism majrur. So what is my ism inna? Ibratan, right? Ibratan. You notice ibratan has the lam attached to it? Lamul muzahlaqa, the slipping lam. Do you see that? It's attached to the ism inna this time. Right? Why? Because the ism inna is separated from inna now. So the lam doesn't have to slip. It just remains with ism inna. See, that's why when I told you the lam is emphasizing the ism inna, that's why. Let me show you another example of this very quickly from Surah Ghashiyah. Surah Ghashiyah, we all have seen it a few times before in our study. We will look at it quickly one more time. Inna ilayna iyabahum. Inna ilayna iyabahum. Inna harf nas. Where is my ism inna? It is iyaba, right? Iyaba. Ilayna is what? Harf jar ism majrur. Iyab means what? Anybody know what iyab means? Iyab means to return. Inna ilayna iyabahum. Indeed, it is to us that they will return. We'll analyze it, you know, in detail. Why is the related coming before? We'll do all that in the tutorial. I just want to show you this. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. Where is the ism inna? حِسَابَ, right? Surely it is for us to call them to account. Very good. If I was to stretch this when I'm reading Quran and I said ثُمَّ إِنَّا, what have I done? If I make this inna instead of inna, instead of having it as one, you know, unit of pronunciation, if I made it two, I would say indeed we. And then this no longer can be my ism inna. You see that? If I say inna alayna, if I said that, this is my ism inna right here, right? This is my ism inna. Then I need my khabar. I don't need the ism inna again. So it is actually sometimes, especially with inna, especially, not all the time, but especially with inna, the pronunciation, the tajweed has to be precise. Okay? Again, in the tutorial, I'll expand on this point more, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, but we will do this. I do it right in the tutorial, inshallah. I just wanted to quickly highlight this because today we need to move on to our friend Kana. Can you hear me, people? Yes, we can. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. This will be the tutorial, don't worry. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of a taste. Is that alright? Okay. Kana. If I search for Kana, what are the root letters for Kana? Kaf, waw, noon. It can't be kaf, alif, noon. It has to be waw or ya. And indeed, in this case, you are correct, Umm Maryam and Brother Ayad. It is kaf, waw, and noon. If I search for kaf, waw, and noon, what do I find? Kaf, waw, noon. I find the following right here. You see, people? Kafaunun, I find it here in the dictionary. What is the past tense for it? Past tense is? Kana. Very good. Past tense, kana. The meaning of kana, past tense would be what? We'll make it past tense. Put he. He was. He was. That's my past tense. Let me put this here to the side, actually. It is kana. What can you guess would be? So this is correct, Mashallah. You guys did awesome there. Kana, that's the past. Okay? That's my past tense. And its meaning is he be, i.e. he was. All right. Now, tell me, what is my present tense? I have to have a ya in the beginning, right? My past tense or my present tense would be yakunu. That's awesome. Yakunu. Meaning he is. He is. Okay? The command tense we'll do later because that will be an onion that I don't want to peel on you today. That will be too much. I don't want to peel that to you, on you today. But this is something we will do, inshallah, later on. But I want you to see, this is... Kana is what? Ism fi'il harf. Kana is a... It's a fi'il, right? Has a past tense, it has a present tense, it has a command, it has a masdar. What's the masdar? The masdar is right here, right? The masdar. Kaun, kiyan, kainuna. These are all masdars. Kaun is the whatever is in existence, whatever is kaun. You know, in Urdu they say kainat. Kainat, from the word ka'ina, something that's established, i.e. the things around us. That is where it comes from. Alright? So that is a fi'il. And as you can see, its root letters are wow. It has a bit of a conjugation. It's a puzzle in conjugation-wise. Okay? Now, here is the interesting thing. Brother Ra'id asked the question that I was going to ask you guys right now. Alright? If I give you ja'ala, and I say, make the present tense for ja'ala, what would you say? Yaj'alu, right? Compare that to yaj'alu, by the way. Yaj'alu. What's on R1? R1 has a sukun. What's on R1 in yakunu? Dhamma. What's, see the dhamma of this? The dhamma of this dhamma right here. What is my R2 in yaj'alu? It is fatha, right? What is my R2 here? Sukun, right? This is this is one of the irregularities. When you have waw as your root letters, this is one of the things that happens. The dhamma that's supposed to go on R2 swaps places and ends up going to R1. Perhaps that's why, Brother Raed, you were... Oh, this is family 1. This is family 1. Family 2 is right here. Family 5, family 10. Right? So it does have the same type of families as before. But what's different about it... Oops, what is different about it is... Because it's irregular, the pattern of R1, R2 is switched. That's why we haven't studied it yet. Because now the pattern is a little different. But I'll point it out slowly but surely to us like this. Okay? Are you with me, people? Yeah? All right, alhamdulillah. This is very good. Yakunu, he is. Command we'll do later. Now tell me something. How would I say she was? Very good. She was Kanat. Very nice. How would I say they were? They were Kanu. Very nice. Kanu. Excellent. Well, we won't do the others right now. Okay, because again, that will be the onion that will peel pretty hard. I don't want to do that. How would I say she is? Yeah. She is a cool no. You are, if I say you is, I think I will offend people. Takunu as well, right? Takunu. How about I am? Takunu, very good. And we are. Nakunu, right? People, you with me? So as you can see, observe please. We started 10 minutes late. Oh? That's why I'm planning the rest of this lesson accordingly. I think I should put like the class end time based on what we started. Because we started 10 minutes late because I was reading Maghrib. All right. Observe, your people. This is a fi'l. Do you agree with the statement? Do you agree? Not a trick question. It's a very simple question. Yes, this is a fi'l. That's correct. However, is there something different about this fi'l? He is. He was. Is the meaning complete? So not from the perspective of root letter, Sister Halima, but meaning. Does it convey full meaning? If you think about yaj'alu, he makes, right? It gives you complete meaning. He makes, there's a fi'il and a fa'il, right? But this is incomplete. The meaning is incomplete. He was what? He is what? Right? We don't know. Kana and its sisters are called fi'il naqis. The incomplete fi'il. That's what they're called. Fi'il فَيْعِلْ نَاقِسْ. They're incomplete. Again, why incomplete? This is very, very important. Why incomplete? Not full meaning. The meaning is incomplete. Okay, this is very important, people. Please understand, this is going to set us up for the rest of our study of Kana. Why are we doing all these things with Kana? Why is it, you know, like, why are we doing all these gymnastics in a way? Because the meaning is incomplete. Not just context. Right? If I say Kana Muhammadun, Muhammad was, that's not a complete sentence. Right? But if I say Ya'malu Muhammadun, Muhammad works, that is a complete sentence. Maybe some fi'l require maf'ul, right? To give you more complete meaning, but just the fi'l and fa'il does the job. In this case, there's a was, or is. So that is one of the most important things we have to understand. Kana is not like any other fi'l. Not just because there's a waw in the root letters, there's many fi'l like that. Qala is like that, right? But actually because it doesn't have full meaning. So now that is why Kana and its sisters will act upon a jumla ismiya to complete the meaning. They will come and act upon a jumla ismiya, and that is going to complete the meaning, because jumla ismiya gives you a complete meaning. Muhammad is sick, that is a complete meaning, right? Kana will come and enter and act upon that. Here's what's going to happen. We won't say kana is a fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. We won't say that because it is not your normal fi'il. Okay? We will say instead that you have kana, then you have ism kana, previously known as the mubtada. And then you have khabar kana, previously known as khabar. Okay, these are the changes that will take place, and when kana is used, the meaning of the jumla ismiya will be in the past. Let's take an example. This is a lot to process. I want you to tell me how you will say this sentence. Muhammad is sick. Not like he's like sick as in cool, but he's not well. How would I say that? How would I say someone is sick? Sick is mariyad. 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 You with me, people? Okay. Now, tell me. Excellent. Muhammadun Maridun. Right? Muhammadun Maridun. Muhammadun, because this is a proper name, right? It's still definite. Correct? Okay. Muhammad was sick. How would I say that? I have to add kana to this. So I add kana. Okay? Kana. Alright? Then I say kana Muhammadun. Any changes to the mubtada? Like in its tashkil? No. Then I will say kana Muhammadun Marilan. Any changes to the tashkil of the khabar? Yes. Changes due to kana. Meaning was is. Muhammad is sick. Muhammad was sick. The meaning changes. All right? The meaning changes. Number two, the terminology. Mubtada was before the is. Correct? Muhammad is. Before that, before is Muhammad. Now, we will say the ism kana is before is. Ism kana. Or before was, more precisely. After is, now we'll say is, khabar kana. Khabar kana. Sorry, this is bad highlighting. Right there is much better. Khabar kana. After the word was. And now also the tashkil will change. Ism kana is marfu. No changes there. First, marfu ism. But the khabar kana. The khabar kana is what, ya people? The khabar kana is mansub. I'm referring to, yes, the English translation of the Salim. That's correct. All right. Let's practice, and then we'll end with that, inshallah. Ibrahim is a Jew. How do you say that? And I promise I have a reason why I'm bringing this up. Jew, you say Yahudiyun. Imagine if someone is spying on our class and they spy now. They're like, wait, these guys are learning something. Ibrahimun Nobel Salim. I need the whole tashkil. Ibrahim is a ban from Tanmeen. Ah, ahsantuma. Sister Nadia and Brother Raed. Ibrahimu Yahudiyun. Okay? Ibrahimu Yahudiyun. Okay. Now, how would I say Ibrahim? Someone of a Jewish faith. Okay? How would I say Ibrahim was a Jew? What would I do? I would add kana. I will make the khabar into mansub. Okay? The khabar has to be mansub. That's the key difference that's happening here, people. Okay? So go ahead and try that. Very close, Sister Samar. Yahudiyan. Yahudiyan. Excellent. Ahsantum, well done. We will say, Kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan. Kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan. What happened here? Kana. I have my ism kana before the was. Ibrahim was. And I have my khabar kana. That is mansub. Yahudiyan. People, you with me? All right. Let's look at this ayah. Ma kana Ibrahim Yahudiyan wala Nasraniya. Walakin kana Hanifa Muslima wa ma kana minal mushrikeen. Let's translate this ayah, shall we? It has three sentences. Ma kana Ibrahim Yahudiyan. Translate, what does ma mean, by the way? Na means not. In this case, it's for negation, right? Also, what, Sister Maryam? But in this case, it is for negation. Generally, before coming before a fi'l, it will be for negation. Okay? Kana is, ma before that is negation. Okay. Translate, please. Ibrahim, ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan. Up to here. Translate, please. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, was not a Jew. But you notice how Ibrahimu is your ism kana, Yahudiyan is your khabar kana. Yes? Are you noticing that, people? Yahudiyan. Wala Nasraniyan, and not. What is Nasraniyan? Not a Christian. Walakin. What does walakin mean? But or however, right? However or but. Kana means what? He was Hanifan. Hanifan is monotheist, right? Someone who is worshipping Allah alone and only Allah. Hanifan. So monotheist is what Hanifan means. But Hanifan Musliman. This is Man'ut Na'at, isn't it? You may spot that. Singular, mansub, singular, masculine, indefinite. He was a upright Muslim. How about a Muslim monotheist? Right? But here the word Muslim is used linguistically. Muslim means what linguistically? The one who submits, right? So he was a submissive monotheist. Meaning he was not beholden to cultural practices. Yahudiyan, they were monotheists too. And in many ways, they are monotheists. The first commandment is, thou shalt not worship anybody other than God. Right? But they started to allow their rabbis to change scripture, the word of God. And they accepted that. And that was a departure from monotheism. Nasraniyan, they were monotheists until they started to claim that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God in flesh. And that's a departure from monotheism. And even when someone realizes it, them holding on to these doctrines, because that's our people, that's where I come from, that's who I belong to, that is not who Ibrahim alayhi salam was. He was Hanifan Muslim, and all he wanted to be was a submissive monotheist. There is an ism kana, sister Nadia, hidden pronoun he. We'll do the analysis in a minute here. Analysis have to wait till like Monday, unfortunately. But please ask that question on Monday. In fact, I'll come back to that question on Monday. But he was, you see, before was, there's he. Right? That's your ism. Kana, right? Submissive monotheism. This is a play on words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the Muslims are the ones who have the greatest claim to Ibrahim alayhi salam, because like Ibrahim, they are the ones who are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how beautiful this wordplay is. Hanifa Musliman. Wa ma kana min al mushrikeen, and he was not from the polytheists. Right? But this is obvious. Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the last person to do shirk, right? He's the father of monotheism in many ways. Right? Why would Allah say that? وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Who are mushrikeen that are his kids? No, who are the people who are mushrikeen but they claim to be special because they're Ibrahim's kids? The people of Makkah. Right? The people of Makkah, where their claim to fame was the Kaaba and Ibrahim's progeny, right? But then you are claiming to be the son or the progeny of Ibrahim, who was a submissive monotheist, and here you are with 360 idols in the Kaaba. That's okay, Mother Salim. The question is late and the question was not particularly well worded. Now, I will do the analysis of where is the ism kana, inshallah, on Monday. Bismillah. But this is the tricky part. Understanding kana with the jumla ismiya. Okay, people? Inshallah, we'll stop here. And we will, inshallah ta'ala, can pick up on Monday. This was our first introduction to kana. And kana is a complicated beast. I will not lie to you. Okay. I was actually, when preparing for this, I was reading a book I was reading a book and I was like, oh man, I forgot about this. Kana also does this. Ukana with this, and there's a lot of details, very nice ones, very nuanced, but we'll take it step by step, slowly. All right, we'll go slow, inshallah, and make sure that we get everything right before we add on the difficult parts, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you for your patience still sticking around to the end. I'll see you all in the tutorial, and then on Monday. بإذن الله تعالى سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وإياكم جزاكم الله خيرا